The fate of the universal background check measure in the Washington State House could be decided this week. Wednesday is the cutoff deadline. Recently, the gun control measure lost a pivotal yes vote. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
State Representative Maureen Walsh was one of two Republicans who signed on to the measure to require background checks for all gun sales. She says she did so thinking it sounded like a reasonable response to the Newtown, Connecticut school massacre. But soon after, the Eastern Washington Republican says the National Rifle Association lit up her district with a campaign piece. It happened while she was in Cincinnati dealing with the death of her brother.
Suddenly this hit piece came out from the NRA on me, so I was already down, and that really kicked me down. And then I started getting numerous emails and letters and calls, you know, from folks in my district who were very, very dismayed about my support on that bill.
Walsh says the reaction forced her to think deeply about the issue. Now she's concluded that universal checks will just make it harder for law-abiding gun owners. Without her vote, the prospects of passing the background check measure in the Washington House is a lot tougher. But the prime sponsor, Democrat Jamie Peterson, says he's not giving up. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.